get kicked off sometime, or whatever. So that I would go over these long bridges, you know. I don't know if you've been south. And I looked out, and it's all vast, all dry, and like this, you know. And I, because there used to be a lot of water in South India, like all of, nothing but water. And I asked the conductor, I said, what river is this? Oh, this is the so-and-so. I said, but we're going like for 20 minutes across this bridge, and it's still there, and there's where's the water? Oh, no, you'll see, you know. So it's like the valley like this, and then finally there's a like 6 foot wide thing that we went over. I said, well, I'll just say, spend all this money to maintain. They're still maintaining it. It's a lot of money to maintain a railroad bridge, you know, it's repair and this and that. There's this much water. It was like 20 minutes by train to cross it. It was a good train. That was one. They're all over the place. I was so sad. 85, now what now? 30 years ago. So then, how many years are you going to Pushkar?
I was there after Kartik, I was there.
No, I mean, how many years? Like 10 years you've been going? 20?
1995.
So you've seen everything getting shrunken?
Yeah, and sometime, like a few years ago, there was cleaning the lake, so it was completely dry. So they, you know, fill up again with normal water and some rain, and that's it, you know.
Yeah. And when I came in 87 to Vrindavan, the Yamuna was flowing here because I didn't make this dam until 95 or 98 or something.
Yeah,
every day I was bathing in Yamuna when I lived down.
Maybe when was Kumbh Mela in Haridwar, 2010 was, yeah, 2010 was there was cleaning because it was really full of dirt.
Where?
In Pushkar.
Oh, like, yeah.
So there was, they took out all this water, like clean everything and then fill up again with pure water. So that's the story. So.
Because if everybody does, if the whole planet starts doing Harinam, then it's going to start raining and all the rivers are going to start filling up.
So I was doing that Pitri Puja and some Tarpan for friends who went Badi many times actually there.
That's the place.
So when they are doing that, they are actually inviting Pushkarans to come in water on that time. So it's
Acha, when you're remembering them, you're calling them and they take a bath in Pushkar at that time?
To he appear, because he's not like all the time there. So they're inviting him with the mantras, Pushkarans.
Oh, that's very nice.
So they are doing,
you know. So because you read in the Ekadasi book talks about, you know, when you do this Ekadasi Brat or do Kartik Brat, every day offer some water to the peat trees, to your ancestors. That means, if you, like I did so many Kartiks in the morning when I take snan, and I offered to different personalities, and I offered to my peat trees, and even I specifically named the ones that I know, father, mother, grandmother, this, that. And what you're saying, and which makes sense, is that they actually, they're getting 30 Radhakund baths in Kartik goes in their account. They're coming in. That's a very nice thing. It's very softening for the heart also. Your whole life is that, but whenever you're doing things for the benefit of others, because usually it's me. Everything's for my benefit. I eat for me and not for you. And I dress for me, not for you. I buy new clothes for me. I don't buy for you. Everything is for me, me, me. So when you start doing for others, I mean, some people's whole existence is that. And still they may be holding on. I'm doing this for others, but I want recognition. Like Mother Teresa or something, Nobel Prize. I don't know if she wanted recognition, but sometimes it runs after you. You know, she's a very saintly, humble soul. Maybe she's gone now, I don't know. But she did. She's a famous giver. Gave her life and energy and love, most importantly, to others, where it was most appreciated in the realm of sick and dying people and poor people. She was recognized with the Nobel Prize.
Mother Teresa?
Mother Teresa, for peace or love or whatever, I don't know what they call it. felt very nice. Wouldn't it be nice if every one of us qualified for such a prize? If every one of us was so loving and giving and kind and helping, caring. So when we do things for others, it softens our heart and it expands our heart. But if we want something, recognition or, gee, no one ever says thanks. No one ever thanks. Then the whole thing is a little bit tainted. It's not really pure.
Selflessness,
you know, because you know, even if it's not selflessness, because you know Krishna's watching. You're mine, I'm yours. I'm in you, you're in me. This is my work. Just let it go, let it flow through you. And if fame runs after you, then keep running, run faster. If fame runs after you, run faster. And sometimes you can't outrun it because it's his will. Because you talk about free will. I say, do you want to be famous? Some people want, they really want it. And they do everything they can to get it. Fame or whatever. But if you don't want anything but him or Radha or Krishna, they may, it's like Pran Krishna Baba, his guru, maybe your guru? Yeah. He didn't come here looking for fame or anything like this. He's a serious sadhu and devotee. So then somehow, now Krishna said, I want people to know about you. You know, he had a handful of disciples, never heard of before, whatever. But,
so many unknown people.
Radhe Radhe, Baba, hey. Baba, hey. Many Babas here. Kaunsa Baba. Radhe Radhe.